poveri di Mumbai, in India. Ascoltiamo Suor Monica Joseph, superiore generale della Congregazione Gesù e Maria.
Good afternoon, Your Holiness, Pope Francis. Sister Felicity Morris was teaching in an elite Jesus and Mary school in Mumbai. But her heart was restless, seeing little vulnerable children roaming the streets of Mumbai, begging, selling flowers, or shining shoes. She was impelled by our founder, St. Claudine Thevenet, who, urged by God, nurtured and educated the street children of Lyon after the French Revolution. So Sister Felicity gathered about 20 children and decided to teach them what she knew, English. With no classroom, she began under a tree. However, they could not concentrate because of hunger. So she asked the Jesus and Mary students to bring in onions and potatoes, and thus began Prem Dan, a gift of love. One day, outside a five-star hotel, one of her students was begging in fluent English. A gentleman was surprised and curious. So this child brought him to his mother, Sister Felicity, and thus began the sponsorship for education and nutrition. Today, about 800 children and families are blessed. To facilitate disinterested parents, Prem Dan opened kindergartens in the slums. Even a small chapel is used as a classroom during the day. Initially, the parents resisted. They preferred their children to beg and bring home money. But the persistence of Sister Felicity prevailed. Claudine's home houses 62 orphans or girls at risk of rape or abuse. In the Prem Dan Social Service Center, various professions like computers, etc., are taught. For those in schools, remedial classes, hot lunches, sweets for their birthdays, clothes, fees, a holiday in our spirituality center, and much more is offered, especially spirituality, love, care, and values. Many lives have changed thanks to Prem Dan. Just a few examples. Murgesh, Ganesh, and Saroja grew up on the streets of Mumbai, never quite sure of where to sleep or where the next meal would come from. However, after years of living on the streets, they were found by Prem Dan and educated. One day, they ran from school, seeking the freedom that only the streets could provide. Saroja said, "I just couldn't understand and cope with the various rules. Until then, I had been queen of the pavement, where I slept, ate, and played as and when it suited me. Nobody ordered me to do anything." Eventually, Saroja and Ganesh went to Belgium and studied, while Murgesh completed dentistry in Washington. Kunjumhol, another girl, lost her mother at 7, was nurtured by Sister Felicity, and is now a teacher. And thus the legacy goes on. An opportunity for street children to be educated, make something beautiful of their lives, and serve others in future. An educational project like Prem Dan not only educates, but expresses the mercy and love of a good God. Thank you.